Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And yes, thank God we are here in the land of the living to see this another day that the Lord has made, which is Saturday night, August the 4th, 2018. So we are so grateful that the Lord has allowed us to continue to be in the land of the living, to continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for His glory. So right now we are asking all listeners, especially for the first-time listeners from tonight, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Deacon Marvin Cox, who's going to be delivering the Word of God on tonight. I thank God for His faithfulness and His obedience, and I thank God for Him stepping in at the last minute to fill in for tonight to bring the Word of God. That's why the Word of God tells us that we should always be ready, and we never know when we're going to be called upon to represent the Lord. So I thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox, who's going to be bringing the Word very shortly. But before he brings the Word, he always shares an inspirational poem. So again, I pray that the listeners, that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as we go through the Word of God together on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight, so I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, as once again we come to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten beloved Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in His name that we come on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend toward each one of us in spite of ourselves. We know that we don't deserve them, but we are grateful that you extend your grace, your mercy, and sufficient grace toward us so that we can continue to be able to do what you have called and anointed for each one of us to do individually, then as a corporate body of believers in the earth for your glory in these last and evil days. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking, Heavenly Father, that you are moved by your Spirit through your word, through your man of God, that your word will be received in love on tonight through the listeners. And I pray, Lord, that could there be anyone listening on tonight that you will move by your spirit as your word go forth, that it will go forth with power as it always does, to the point that those that are listening that are not saved in Jesus' name, who do not have a personal relationship with your son, it is our hope and desire and prayer that through your word on tonight that they will be able to open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, forgive them of their sins, and they will come to know their God purpose, and they will walk in their God purpose, and they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose, and they will bear much good fruit in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, whether they're behind bars justly or unjustly, is our prayer that you will move by your spirit, even behind prison bars, even those that are incarcerated in jails, those that are incarcerated in youth detention centers. It's our prayer, Lord, that you would send vessels, send ambassadors into those facilities to speak a word to those individuals that they, after hearing your word, those that are not saved will come to know Jesus Christ. Even though they are incarcerated, they can be used by you and fulfill their God purpose, even though they are incarcerated. Heavenly Father, that your purpose for their lives will not be in vain. And oh God, while we're talking about those that are incarcerated, it's our prayer, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit and touch those that are able to make the right decisions to release those that have been incarcerated falsely. Heavenly Father, that everything, the evidence has proven that they have been falsely accused and have been falsely incarcerated. It's our hope and prayer and desire that you will move by your spirit, that touch the vessel that will be able to unlock those doors, that they will be able to be released and come back into society, giving you the glory, honor, and praise. And that way they will be able to continue to walk in and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer for them, even right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we now pray that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory on tonight. We lift up all those that are faithfully tuning in to this ministry. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. I do not know who they are or where they are, but you know who they are, and you know where they are. So I lift them up to you right now and ask you that you would have your way in each one of their lives, for your glory is our prayer. And finally, Lord, we lift up our President, Donald Trump, to you on tonight. You know his heart, Lord, but we, the people, we ask that you will move by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Touch his heart, Lord, because from what we are seeing of him and what we are hearing of him, things that he is saying and doing, they are not of you, and you are not pleased with his life and what he's doing to hinder and hurt your people. So we pray and lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, for we know that you're able to touch his heart, that he will be able to show love and compassion toward all people. And our prayer, mostly, Heavenly Father, that if he is not saved in Jesus Christ, that you would touch his heart too, that he would be able to hear your word and receive your word, and that he too would be able to call on the name of Jesus Christ and be saved in Jesus' name, and therefore he would be able to walk in and live in to his God purpose in the earth, and therefore he would be able to show love and compassion for all people, and not only him, but all world leaders. Heavenly Father, touch their hearts and minds, that they will be able to do what's right for all people, that you would be glorified through each one of them, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, we lift up the people of God that are being faithful doers of your word, committed doers of your word, when they feel like they are discouraged and want to throw in the towel, encourage our hearts, Lord, to continue to move on and continue to hold on to our faith and hold on to your unchanging and unfailing hands, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't lose your God-given flavor. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't lose your, it's personal, don't lose your God-given flavor. Well, in the form of announcements, I have two announcements. And the first one is coming in regards to the Gospel Music Workshop of America's Men's Division. They will be in concert Sunday, August the 12th, and this will be taking place at Greater New Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. Again, this will be taking place on Sunday, August the 12th, 2018 at 5 p.m., and the church address is located at 586 Owen Street in Detroit, Michigan. If you need more information pertaining to this gospel music workshop for men, the men's division will be presenting a concert. Again, it'll be taking place on Sunday, August the 12th at 5 p.m. at Greater New Mount Moriah Church in Detroit, Michigan, 586 Owen Street. For more information, you can contact their division chairperson. It's Brother Romel Travis. His last name is spelled T-R-A-V-I-C-S, Brother Romel Travis. And he can be reached at 313 area code 657-3910. And my final announcement for tonight is coming to us from the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, which is located at 17100 Chalmers at the corner of Seymour on the east side of Detroit. We're asking all the people in this community to join them for a community barbecue, free food until we run out. You can bring your own lawn chair, meet your neighbors, hear about improvements to the neighborhood. Bounce houses for children will be available. Also, playscape will be available and open. If you have questions pertaining to this upcoming event, you can call at area code, the church phone number, area code 313-527-3366. These are asking that you, this will be taking place on Saturday, August the 11th, 2018, from noon to 2 p.m. Again, this will be taking place at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, located at 17100 Chalmers, the corner of Seymour on the east side of Detroit. Again, it will be Saturday, August the 11th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. And so they are also asking or inviting the community to please come and fellowship with them the following day, which is Sunday, August the 12th at 9 a.m. We would love for you to join them in their special neighborhood friendship services. Also, that's going to be taking place Saturday, August the 11th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. And then they also invite the community for Sunday service on Sunday, August the 12th at 9 a.m. And once again, the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church is located at 17100 Chalmers, the corner of Seymour on the east side of Detroit, Michigan. So those are my announcements for today, and I pray that you have been blessed so far, and that as you get ready to receive the word, open your hearts, your minds, and spirit so that the Lord can speak to your heart as Deacon Cox minister to us, the people of God, through the word of God on tonight. So again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with him as we go through God's word together. But first, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Before we go into our music break, I just want to say I am excited for my bishop's armor bearer, none other than Minister Sharon Rambis. As those that listen to this broadcast often, you know that Minister Rambis comes forth every first Thursday night. He's a powerful, anointed young man of God. He brings forth a powerful word every time he comes forth bringing the word. So the Lord has opened a new door for him, and I thank God for it. Again, he will continue to bring forth the word through my platform every first Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m., but he now has his own radio show. The Lord opened the door for him to host his own radio show, and his very first show will be taking place on Thursday, this coming Thursday, August the 9th, 6:30 to 7 p.m. His show title is Ministry Impossible. Once again, Minister Sharon Rambis, our first show will be airing on next Thursday, August the 9th, from 6:30 to 7 p.m., and he will be coming on each and every second Thursday and also every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m., bringing forth God's word under his own show. Again, his show title is Ministry Impossible, and the theme for his show is With God, All Things Are Possible, and that can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse number 27. Again, that's in Luke chapter 18, verse number 27. And his mission for his show is to encourage and empower people with the word of God. So I am thankful for what God is doing in Minister Sharon Rambis's life. And I know my bishop is very proud of him, our bishop, because he is a member of the same church where I am a member. Again, he is Bishop James A. Jennings, armor bearer. And he's also a member where I am a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where our pastor and shepherd is none other than Bishop James A. Jennings. And I want to give a shout out to him right now, and also to our Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. So right now, we're going to go to our music break before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox to bring forth and share with us another inspirational poem. They always encourage our hearts. I thank God for what he's doing in Deacon Cox's life. And then he's going to share with us another word on tonight after he reads and share with us his poem. But before he do that, we're going to go to the music break on tonight. And I pray that you receive this song on tonight and be blessed by it on tonight, because we know that God is good, and we know that God is worthy to be praised. We thank God that there is none like him in all the earth, because he is great. He is greatly to be praised. I am getting this song together real quick while we are ahead on my screen, but we know how the enemy is always trying to intervene, but we're going to give God the glory and the praise anyhow, because he is truly worthy to be praised, and we know that there is none like Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. So I pray that you enjoy this music break by Todd Dudley, Your Great Name. He is worthy.
We love you, call your name.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I get my victory when I call your name, when I call on the name of Jesus Christ. I get my freedom. I get everything that I need, my healing, my deliverance. I get it when I call on the name of Jesus Christ. So I thank God for that powerful anointed song on tonight. I was blessed by it on tonight, and I pray that someone has been blessed, healed, delivered, and set free because of that song entitled Your Great Name by Todd Dunley. So we just thank God for that anointed young man whom the Lord is using to spread the good news of Jesus Christ through ministry and songs. So right now, we are getting ready to receive Deacon Marvin Cox. Again, he's going to bring forth and share with us another inspirational poem, as he always do. And then he's going to come forth with the word of God. So before he comes on, I just want to say thank you to Deacon Marvin Cox for filling in at the last minute. God is opening up a lot of doors for this ministry. So my plate is getting kind of full, but I love what I'm doing, and he never gives us more than we can handle. So I thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox for filling in at the last minute to deliver God's word. So that's why I said at the early part of this show that the Lord, that's why the word of God tells us that we should always be ready to give an answer, because we never know when we are going to be called upon to be used by the Lord. So thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox. So right now, Deacon Marvin Cox, I am ready to turn this mic over to you so you can share with us another inspirational poem, and then please go directly into the word.
Amen. Okay, once again, I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. I know I sound almost like a broken record every time Brother Brown turned over the mic to me, but I can never get tired of thanking the Lord for this opportunity until it changes. I'm going to let everybody know that this is an opportunity, and it's also an awesome, awesome responsibility. So I thank the Lord for that. Now, the poem tonight is self-explanatory. It's called Sometime. Sometime when you are healing, you still can feel pain. Sometime when the sun shines, there still could be rain. Sometimes when you're confident, you continue to have fear. When happiness embraces you, you still can shed a tear. Sometimes you may fail when you did your very best. Sometimes your soul can get weary and cry out for rest. Sometimes you may be accused when you've done nothing wrong. Some places you may go where you feel you don't belong. Sometimes your innermost thoughts you may express out loud. Sometimes you may be lonely in the midst of the crowd. Sometimes the people you love, they just don't understand. And when you need them, sometimes they won't lend you a hand. Sometimes you may know the way and still get lost. Sometimes the price is too high and you can't pay the cost. Sometimes trouble may come, and it may come without warning. It may come in the middle of the night or early in the morning. Sometimes we may not know how to cope. Sometimes we may even lose all hope. When these things happen, we may not know not what to do, but remember the Lord is always, I'm going to say that again, but remember, the Lord is always waiting on you. Now, the Lord has given me a continuation of the lessons that, the last three or four lessons that he has allowed me to bring to you. And first, my soul was, I began to come concerned because I'm saying to myself, Lord, why you got me dwelling so much on this life? But then when I found out that Noah, the same sermon for 120 years, then sometimes the Lord will have you on a topic that it seems like you just can't get up of. But I'm going to stay on the light until the Lord tells me to move away. Not to move away from the light, but to give the people something else. But right now we're going to talk about the most significant thing in our life, and that is the light. And I'll be reading to you from King James Version of the Bible, the Gospel recorded by St. John, the 8th chapter, and the lesson is coming out of the 12th verse. And it then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And our topic for this evening is follow the light and live. So he says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now, I often wondered in studying the Bible and reading the Bible and getting totally into God's word that sometimes it's kind of hard to relate to the old prophets of old, to the saints of old, to the children of God from old. And sometimes we don't have a relationship or we don't build an interest there, then when you have no relationship, then you will lose interest. And when you lose interest, you will shy away from it. And now the matriarchs and the patriarchs of old, which we know that the Bible was written well over 2,000 years ago. And some of us cannot relate to Moses. Some of us cannot relate to Joshua. Some of us cannot relate to Paul and other disciples. And every now and then, the Lord will give us a worldwide spiritual event that will bring us right back to the Bible and will point us in the direction that we need to go in. In this relationship, I mean, we just recently had an event that the world should have taken notice of. And the event was when those young children, they were not even men yet. Those young children were trapped in the cave over there in Thailand. And the world had given up hope on them. The world had basically signed their death certificate because they went so many days without being able to find them. They went so many days without food, so many days without water. And according to man, the amount of time that they spent in the cave, none of them should have came from the cave. But the Lord said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. So if you notice what was going on, you had 12 young men, 12 children that went into that cave. They became trapped. They didn't have no way in, no way out. They couldn't. They were stuck in that place that the Lord had provided for them until help came. And he provided the light for them to come out of that cave and say, I am the light. And so if the cave was so dangerous that regardless of what type of safety equipment they had, regardless of what type of technology they may have had, the most important thing during that time was the light. The light was shining in that darkness, which that darkness was not able to comprehend. And the light went into that cave. The light searched out and found those young men. The light provided them a safe passage out of that cave. There was even a gentleman lost his life in trying to make it into the cave because they say that the air in his tank expired. So my brothers and my sisters, I'm telling you now is the time to follow that light because it will bring you out of darkness. It will illuminate your way. And see, one thing about the light that's very important about the light, and that is the light reveals. The light will expose everything around it. See, the darkness conceals. The darkness hides. The darkness distorts. So if you've ever been in an event and the lights were turned down low and you met someone or you were talking to someone and then all of a sudden it was time to go home and they turned the lights up just a little bit, the individual that you were talking to, you didn't recognize the face, but you recognized the voice. So that's a good example of sometimes the light, excuse me, the darkness can conceal. There's been many a man that went out to party, and then when the lights came on, women also, they were very unpleasantly surprised by that, which they saw. But we're not going to dwell on that because right now that's insignificant. We're going to dwell on that light and walking in the light and being a part of that light and living. Because Jesus is our one beacon of hope. Jesus, he tells us in his word that he is the light of the world. He tells us that he will shine in darkness, and the darkness cannot, the darkness is incapable of comprehending him. The darkness is incapable of holding him down. If you notice, sometimes at night when they have activity going on in your city and it might be a helicopter flying above head, and then that light on that helicopter, it could light up the whole block, so no one can hide from that light. And they use, what do they call it? Even as a kid, I remember when they used to light up the sky when during the fog and everything, they had what is known as, they was crisscrossing across the sky, they had what is known as a searchlight. And that searchlight will crisscross across the sky and give the incoming planes a beacon, give them a mark, give them a target, so that they could come down and land their planes safely. My brothers and my sisters, I'm telling you this evening that Jesus is that light. He is the light of the world. He is that light that is more than necessary for us to get from point A to point B in our life. It's time to follow that light and live. I wrote down a few scriptures that will shed a little bit of light on the subject. And I've mentioned to you a few minutes ago, John 1 and 5, and it reads, "And the light and darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So that light is all powerful. That light is Jesus. Okay, we're going to move over here to John 9 and 5. It says, Jesus is letting us know, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So it's time for us to start recognizing that light. It's time for us to follow that light and see, to follow the light and see our walk in the light. Whether we know it or not, we're making a real serious commitment unto God. And we're doing it with a willing heart. We're not doing it by force. We're doing it because of why? I want to make a change in my life. Why? Because somebody wants to make a change in their life. And if you notice, sometimes we look at people and we don't really see them for who they are, because we know that we're not going to give that other individual no credit tonight, but we know that that individual can be extremely deceptive. We know that he has that power to trick people and to distort and to see and to persuade and to beguile individuals. And sometimes when God gives us a revelation and we finally realize that our friend is not our friend, or somebody has been perpetrating and playing with our emotions, then the first thing we say is that I see them and a different light. Because sometimes we can focus so hard on an individual that we don't really see who they are or what they are. And if we go to Isaiah, the 6th chapter, sometimes things have to be removed away from you in order for you to recognize who it is or what it is or who's standing behind that individual. Sometimes we can become distorted or we can lose our focus. But Isaiah the 6th chapter says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. So sometimes things can block our way and things can prevent us from seeing that light. Now, as bright as the light is, I don't know how somebody can lose their focus, but we go back to the 12th verse of the 8th chapter. There's something significant that was said that I want to point out to you. It reads, spake Jesus again unto them, saying, okay. Now I said Jesus spoke again unto them, saying, and the reason I put an emphasis on that is because this is not the first time that it was told. Now, the first time somebody tells you something, you may not pick up on all the words, or you might not have a good understanding of what was being said. But it said, then again, Jesus spake to them again, which he has to do sometimes to his children and for his children. Because sometimes we can be so distracted that, you know how we were in school, how the teacher has to repeat themselves, or even in our homes when our parents have to repeat themselves, and they might say something like this, boy or girl, did you hear what I said? I'm not going to repeat myself anymore. Well, that's why it's very important to give the Lord, to give that light your undivided attention, to allow that light to shine, to allow that light to lead and guide you unto all truth. So moving right along, I'm going to read it to you from Ecclesiastes, the 2nd chapter, the 13th verse. And it reads, then I saw that wisdom excels folly as light excels darkness. So God's word in Ecclesiastes is letting us know that we got to be smart about the things that we do, because wisdom, it says exceed folly, but I'm going to use a word that we are familiar with. Wisdom, and I'm just translating, I'm just paraphrasing myself, wisdom is much, much better than foolishness. Because, see, we pursue that foolishness, and that foolishness is nothing but the lust of our flesh trying to dictate to us to walk away from the light, to not focus on the light, to not let that light be that beacon of life, to not allow that light to save our life, to not allow that light to live within us. It says, because light excels darkness. So that light is far superior to the darkness. Because, see, even sometimes in the middle of the day, a storm cloud may come and it might seem like it's dark. But you know what? You still have visibility. You still can see that darkness, it don't have no control over the light. As soon as that sun comes out, it never goes anywhere. As soon as that sun evaporates, those clouds is brighter than the noonday sun. Now would be a good time. This is an appeal. After the worldwide exhibition, not exhibition, but after the worldwide, excuse me for saying exhibition, but for the worldwide demonstration that we just witnessed about a month or so ago, concerning those young men in that cave. And as I say, it's got some spiritual significance to it, because there were 12 children that went into that cave. They were led by one man. Okay, now we could not say that that one man who was their coach, I'll put it that way, they were led by their coach. And Jesus is not only showing us and coaching us, but He's showing us how to be better people. And a coach is one who will instruct you, one who will labor with you, one who will see your faults, and he will work with you in order for you to improve. Now, that sounds like Jesus to me. He will protect you. He will speak for you. He will go. You notice he led them. He was the first one in that cave, and he was the last one out of the cave. That sounds like Jesus to me. He will not lead you into any situation that he cannot bring you out of. And it's very important. And see, they had the discipline to follow him. And see, as Christians, we got to have that discipline to follow the Lord, to do what it is that he will have us to do. Because whether we know it or not, every day we are in training. That's the purpose of us going to our various houses of worship, house of prayer, our mosques, our synagogues, our halls, Jehovah's Witness Kingdom halls, and so forth. And every place that the name of the Lord is being lifted up, and I'm not knocking anybody, because God, his word tells us that there are sheep that is not of this fold. So, and he also says in his word that if they're not for me, and therefore, that if they're not against me, therefore they must be for me. So sometimes we get confused with denominationism and these various things, and we think because it's a different title or a different denomination that's outside on the building or on the edifice, or the building don't look like our building, or they got different customs when we go there. But all of it is uplifting the name of the Lord. Don't you see the people right now following the light? Don't you see people living and breathing and exercising and their faith in God? Because, see, now we need more spiritual now examples. Even though God's words say don't add nothing or don't take nothing away from it, we need some spiritual examples now that is going to exemplify what it is that he's telling us, the point that he's trying to get across. And there's nothing no greater than that light penetrating that darkness, all those crevices, all of those nooks and crannies, the water, the mud, the sludge, the lack of oxygen, all of those things that Jonah could have possibly experienced when he was in the belly of the big fish, until that fish opened up his mouth and the light shone through. He followed that light and he lived, because he had decided he was going to go in another direction. Now, how many of you then got instructions from the Lord and decided that we want to go in another direction? Now is the time for us to walk in the light. Okay, and I'm going to read to you, say, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now that's 1 John, first verse, 5-7. So it said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, so we have to be compatible. We have to make up our mind that this is what we want to do. I want to walk in the light. I want to walk with the light. I want to follow the light, because there is life. I will live. And we know that darkness represents death. We know that light represents life. So why would I be following a dead head, which could be myself? I'm not bashing nobody, but sometimes we follow the wrong people. Sometimes we follow the wrong ideas. Sometimes we even follow ourselves, which gets us into a boatload of trouble. So it's time for us to follow that light, to be cognizant of that light, to do what that light is requiring for us to do in these last and evil and troubled days. Now, I'm going to read to you from Romans, the 13th chapter, the 12th verse. It says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Do you hear what it says? It says, let us cast off. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness. So what they're saying to me, Deacon, they're saying to me that sometimes we can go into certain areas and residue of that area would be all on us. Have you ever, you know, been to some place, or if you work in a factory, or you work, you know, you've been in a place or a restaurant, and then you come out of that restaurant and your clothes smell like smoke. You go too close to a fire that's burning, even if it's down the street, and the soot get into your clothes. So I'm just saying that you wasn't actually in that fire, but the residue of that fire, the residue of that particular environment is all over you. And we know what God says about sin. It says stinks in his nostrils. So we know that the residue of darkness or the works, it's time for us to cast off the works of darkness, the things that we did last night that we had to come home and pray and repent for. These is the works of darkness. These are the things that we've done under concealment. We've done incognito. We've done in a way in which we didn't want our friends or relatives or close people to know that we were associated, affiliated with that type of activity. So now is the time for, if that light is shining brightly in your life, as I say, the light reveals, darkness conceals. So we got to allow that light, which is Christ Jesus. We have to allow that light to shine through to us. We have to allow it to shine through on us. And I'm now reading you from Isaiah, the 60th chapter, 20th verse. And it reads, your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be ended. So even in tragedy, there's light. See, sometimes we feel that we're walking around with a dark cloud over our head, but Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the 20th verse, that tells us even in our mourning, and I'm not talking about the night after the day, I'm talking about our weeping and our hurting, our grieving, our bereavement, that there will be light. We have to be able to recognize the light and open up our arms and our hearts and accept that light. And so moving right along, Isaiah, the 47th chapter, the 16th verse, that I will make darkness light before men and crooked places straight. So God is letting us know that there's no nook, no cranny, no crevice that can hide someone that is going contrary to the Lord. He said that he will make the darkness light before men. And so I'm more than that, and we're talking about a spiritual exposure. You're talking about that exposure where you've been trying to fool somebody and say, we don't want that to happen to us, because the word for that would be public embarrassment. How we've been trying to fool and deceive people for so long, but in the process of trying to fool and deceive them, then we got caught with our hand in the cookie jar. There's a lot of that going on right now. So my brothers and my sisters, now is not the time nor is the place for us not to follow that light. And see, what a luck about it. The Lord said, it walked forth and promised, but you will have the light of life. So if I didn't have no better sense, the Lord is telling me that if I behave myself, if I do the things that he have told me to do, then I will have that light. And moving right along. I know the time is far spent. But it says that unless we come to the Lord as children, in no wise will he cast us away. So we have to be come to him being converted. We have to come to him in such a way that we humble ourselves. I'll read to you right fast from King James. King James Version, Matthew 18:3. And it reads, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, I want you to think about those young men, those young boys in the cave. They went in the cave as children. They came out as children. Some places we go into as children, but we come out grown people. We come out adults. But see, I'd rather go into the house of prayer as a child and come out as a child. Why? Because you can't really tell a grown person anything. Why? Because we know it all. So I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. There's so much that I have to speak on this, and I don't know what the Lord is going to give me next, but I just like to thank the Lord for once again this opportunity to bring forth his word and once again reiterate all tonight. I am the light. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. And it's time for us to be illuminated. It's time for us to see that. But he shall have the light, but we shall have the light of life. So once again, the message for this evening is follow the light and live. Coming from John, Gospel recorded by St. John, 8th chapter, 12th verse. Now I'll bring it to a standstill just in case there might be someone that wants to get in or someone that wants to call. And that number is area code 657-383-1364. You know, we're going to be obedient unto the Lord. And you know, so far we haven't got any calls, but we know that there will soon be a flood of calls and probably have to expand the program a little bit so that people could say what they got to say for the Lord, because there's a lot of people that hear the word and they want to comment on it. So we open up the floor, and I turn you over back over to the hands of Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Deacon Martin Cox, once again, we thank you for delivering another awesome, powerful word of God for such a time as this. We know, and that's according to the word of God, we who are saved in Jesus Christ, we are the light of the world. So we need to be looking up. There's a song, there's a gospel song that says, look and live. Look up and live. Choose life over death. Choose life over doubt and fear. Trust God. So who are you believing on tonight? Whose report are you believing? Are you believing the report of man that says that you have to do what man say and you have to follow man's rules and laws? But are you going to listen to what the word of God says? He says that you can look and live because we are the light of the world, and we are to be living such a life that even those that are spiritually blind, who do not know Jesus Christ, we should have such light on us and in us that as we approach people, those that are not saved, they will see Jesus Christ in us. Even before we even get to them, they will see the light of Jesus Christ so bright upon us. And then when we start speaking, open our mouths and let the Holy Spirit give us what to say to those individuals that are not saved, then through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of the Word of God, and through us being faithful, committed doers of God's Word, when we follow His instruction and do what He told us to do according to His Word in the book of Luke, He told us that we are to be compelled to go into the hedges and the highways, bringing those that are lost, those that are spiritually blind to come in and be saved in Jesus' name. Why? So that they can live. They can look and they can live, and they can live the life that Jesus died for us all to have. And that is the light, that is the light of light, that is the light that God has ordained for mankind before the foundation of the world. It is not God's desire that any souls be lost, but that all will be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's why we thank God for this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform, and every vessel that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, who is standing on the word of God, who is teaching and preaching and delivering the word of God through this worldwide ministry and platform. That is our job. We have been called to do what God has asked us to do, and holy and boldly declaring the word of God, not with our opinions or our feelings. So that's why it's so important. And that's why at the beginning of our program, I always ask the listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pen and paper ready so that you can follow along with whoever is delivering the word, so that you can see for yourself what thus said the Lord. Because the word of God tells us that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And why do some Christians fail to get in God's word? They know that once they get in God's word and the word starts speaking life to them and revealing itself to them, some people, even some Christians, not all, if this fits you, then you need to pray and ask the Lord to forgive you. But some Christians, they know that if they get in God's word and the word starts elevating and illuminating in their lives, then they're going to be held, they're going to be accountable for what they have learned through the word of God. So some Christians today, they do not want to be held accountable, but they do not realize and do not know that they're still going to be held accountable. Whether you read the word of God or not, if you open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God is holding you accountable because you have an assignment on your life. Somebody is watching you. You need to know what your God purpose is. If you do not know what it is very simple. Simply open your mouth in prayer and mean it from your heart, because that's what God is searching the heart. He's not like man. Open your mouth and mean it from your heart, and first ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, and then ask the Lord to reveal to you whatever his God purpose is for your life, his will for your life, that you will be able to fulfill it in the earth so that he will be glorified through your life, that your living will not be in vain. So that's what it's all about on tonight. Follow the light and live. When we follow the light and live, when we follow Jesus' instructions, and when we are being committed, faithful doers of God's word, as we follow the light and we live, then we are going to go out, and we're going to go out into the hedges and the highways, and we are going to draw men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ. And because of his word, he said that if we do that, then he is going to be the one. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll withdraw. Jesus is going to be the one that do the drawing of those that are lost in Jesus' name. He's going to be the one that do the drawing. So we must stand on the word. He said, some waters, one man waters, one man plants, but God is the one who gives the increase. So that applies to those that are not saved in Jesus' name. The body of Christ, we need to be about our Heavenly Father's business more now, today, next week. We need to get back into the street ministries, on the hedges and the highways, and compel men and women, boys and girls, that the time is not long. Jesus Christ is coming back again, just like his word said he would. So, Deacon Margaret Cox, we thank you for sharing this another powerful word on tonight. I pray that the listeners were blessed by it. I pray that it has been received and loved on tonight. So, again, so our spiritual proof of thought for tonight kind of lines up with the word of that was delivered by Deacon Margaret Cox. Spiritual proof of thought comes to us saying, once again, don't lose your God-given flavor. Don't lose what God has assigned on your life, that he know that you can only fulfill in the earth for his glory. So whatever God has assigned on your life, it's up to you to know what it is. So if you don't know what it is, ask God to show you and send it to you so that you can fulfill your God purpose in the earth, that he will be glorified through you, so that you can be that great light that he's called for you to be in these last and evil days for his glory in Jesus' name. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is once again, in the name of Jesus, we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor for who you are. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your sufficient grace toward each one of us who are faithful, committed doers of your word all over the land. Thank you that you know who we are and you know where we are, and you know exactly what we stand in need of, and you promised in your word that you will grant us and give us the desires of our hearts for those that walk upright, before you. So we now ask that you would move by your spirit on tonight, touch the hearts and minds of those that have heard the word on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something has been said that will prick their hearts to the point that they will even open their own mouths, even tonight, and ask Jesus Christ to come in their hearts and save them, and they will come to know and walk in and live in, fulfill their God purposes in their, your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we come now, lifting up every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name on tomorrow all over the land. Continue to anoint and strengthen each vessel that's going to bring your word even now. Prepare them for your word on tomorrow that they can bring it forth with power, that those that are in the midst that hear your word that are not saved will become saved in Jesus' name. Those that are backslidden will come back to the fold, and those that are in the body of Jesus Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow as you move through your power and your spirit through each vessel and through each door that's going to be opened in the name of Jesus Christ on tomorrow is our prayer and desire for your glory in Jesus' name. We just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in advance. Thank you in Jesus' name. We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, because we know you are worthy of our praise. And we just bless your name on tonight. Have your way in our lives. Continue to grant your angels of protection all around your children, Heavenly Father, because we know that with you all things are possible, and we know that without you we can do nothing. So we just bless your name on tonight. We love you, and we just bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, all those that are touching and agreeing with us, amen. Well, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, we're going to do what? Continue to give God praise. Why? He is worthy of our praise. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And find yourself in the house of the Lord tomorrow giving God praise. Why? He's worthy of our praise. Until the next time, good night.
Holy Lamb, precious Lamb.